My guest today, Tim O'Brien, has a new album, Cup of Sugar, which is on Howdy Skies. That's Tim's label. It will be released June 16th of 2023. We're going to talk to Tim today about it, share some music and his comments and background as to why he wrote these songs. Varied reasons. Tim is always a great guest. He has so much good knowledge to pass on. We'll start the program off with the first cut on Cup of Sugar, Bear, and then we'll get into our discussion. Thanks so much for tuning in. To the audience of Unreal Bluegrass, you just heard a song from a brand new album. You heard the tune Bear, which is the first cut on a brand new album from Tim O'Brien, one of our favorite participants here at Unreal Bluegrass. The name of the album is Cup of Sugar. It's on Howdy Skies. Due to be released June 16th, 2023. And I'm always happy to welcome back Tim O'Brien. There's always much to discuss and develop as we go through reviewing this album. How have you been, Tim?
Steve, I'm keeping well, you know. I keep aiming in the distance and keep trying to keep it between the ditches.
And the pay is a whole lot better, too, right?
Yes, right. It's better to stay out of the ditch.
That's right. I made that reference
to it. Just keep rolling, yeah.
I made that reference to a song on Cup of Sugar. It has 13 cuts on it, and they're all different. There are some great tunes on it. I've been listening. I've had it for a while. And Bear, the opening cut, is the first cut on the album. Is it the oldest as far as when you started writing songs that then became Cup of Sugar? Does that go back to the earliest point of you were collecting songs to do this?
I guess that's right. You know, I probably wrote that back in 2021 or something. You know, I go in cycles, you know. I have a cycle of writing songs, and then I'll sort of sift them and get them ready to record and make the record, and then you go on tour. So you kind of consumed by a set of songs, and then you kind of step back again and start writing again. And that's kind of what was in the wake of the last release. I started writing. And Bear kind of got me fired up because I really liked the idea of it, you know. He's just a misfit, and you know, he's kind of a like a dinosaur almost. You know, he
just
wakes up and he goes, "Hey, what has changed? Why is everything different? And what were you thinking?" You know, and it could be for anybody. You know, you could be a white nationalist, you could be a Taliban,
right.
you could be Vladimir Putin. You
yep.
know.
Yep.
You could be pissed off a bear, you know. You could just wake up and go, "Rawr, I don't like this."
You could be a bear in a cage and think, "Wait a minute, I don't remember this forever and ever and ever." I always feel sorry for those when you ride past the exhibits or whatever, wherever you're going, you know, live bear. I'm thinking, yeah, it's just hard. It's just hard to be a bear. I assume at some point they give up. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I think you can tell. There's a book I read right the time I was about to write the songs about dancing bears, and they have a sort of home for freed dancing bears in Bulgaria. They have like a park for them. But they have, you know, after a lifetime of being fed beer, you know, snacks and stuff, in order to, you know, for rewarding for dancing, they don't quite get back to it. They don't quite. It's kind of hard for them to figure out how to be bears again. And it's a sad thing.
And there's a park. There's a park for them.
There's a park. Yeah, there's a park for them. They have an elephant park here in Tennessee.
Well, I've seen that
for circus animals.
Yeah, I've seen that. I actually knew that was around. I had no idea they had a place for.
I think that's better than, you know, being chained up with a ring in your nose. But I hope so. It's not the original. You know, it's just things have changed and.
Yeah.
You do your best to mitigate, but it's. I just think it's a good metaphor for anybody that's, you know, feels like the world changed and they didn't understand.
I agree with you. And since the last time we talked, and I think since you wrote Bear, things have changed and continue to change. And you reflect on some of those throughout this. I really there's so many of these tunes that I just really enjoy all of them. But I mean, The Anchor. I mean, you, Tim. I think you and I are the same age. And I'm almost certain within half a year or so. And The Anchor is one of those songs about you and I remember him well. I think now it's just become a myth of people that didn't live through that period, but it's kind of about the guy, Walter Cronkite, the most trusted guy in America, and all of the things that that guy had to report on as, you know, this was a half-hour news show, and except for special events or horrible events, all the things that he had to report on and remain calm and steady and report on. The Vietnam War can no longer be won. You know, the assassinations, everything that happened, and he just looked at the camera and, you know, JFK and broke up on that. Well, who wouldn't? But of all the things that guy had to go through to sit there and maintain that in a half an hour, it's just amazing. And he, you know, he wasn't mugging for any cameras. He wasn't trying to upstage anybody that might have been coming up next. He was just, this was the guy that knew the news, was a newspaper guy, and then read the news and made it, you know, you trusted him. I trusted him.
Yeah, that was the last, the three network news shows, you know, the ABC, NBC, CBS. I've been reading up about it more, but I guess CBS was the premier news.
Yeah, they were.
Evening news.
And I think because of Walter Cronkite. I think because of Walter Cronkite.
Yeah. And
Huntley and Brinkley, they were great. They were great. Huntley and Brinkley.
Yeah, my dad always watched Huntley and Brinkley. But, you know, when Kennedy was shot, you know, and you tuned on the TV to get more news, he was there. Walter was there.
Yeah.
In his shirt sleeves, kind of having his, taking his glasses on and off,
yeah,
and reporting as it came in. And, you know, the way we get news now is so fractured, and so it's like you can get one customized to your own particular viewpoint. And that means you don't really think about the other viewpoint. It's a problem, and I try to read as widely as I can, but, you know, most people don't have the opportunity to. And Walter, I just like the idea that he was, you know, he realizes it was an impossible job, but he tried.
It'd be nice
if we could kind of get the faith in somebody like him.
Well,
again.
And I don't know with I don't know that we need 24 hours a day news. I don't think that we do. We could get everything that we needed in a half-hour show, whether it was Walter Cronkite or one of the other, Howard Reasoner, and all those guys did this a similar kind of half-hour thing. I don't know that they were pushing different points of view. Everybody, human beings, everybody has an interpretation point of view, but I think the goal was report the facts as you heard them, and not so much, you know, add commentary. Commentary was clearly identified. You know, it was on the on the reader across the screen. You know, opinion or commentary, and they don't do that anymore, I guess, because if you're watching it, it's full of it anyway. But I enjoyed that. Like I said, I think we're the same age. I lived through all that as well.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little bit I betray my age, but that's who I am. So there you go. Mm-hmm. It's just my view is about, it's kind of at, I have a skeptical view of some of the things that are going on today.
Yes.
But, you know, it's the world we all live in, and we have to adapt, and we have to learn. But it does help to consider how it might have been or could still be.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I agree. And I don't know. And his background was, I'm taking way too much time on this song, such a great album, but his background was news. So he wasn't an entertainer, I think, now that maybe that's the thing that we've lost, is that we're doing all this comedy, but it all becomes entertainment. The news used to not have to pay for itself.
That's right. The news used to be propped up by everything else, and it was like a public service.
Yeah.
And now it's more like a commodity to sell, and that's a different. That means different news. You hear different news, but it's. The Anchor is a great song. I'm really happy with that one.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. There's so many great tunes on here. That's one that just kind of kept pulling me back. And it's like, yeah, I think we share the same age. I enjoy Shout Lulu for what's going on in that thing. That this happens. Sometimes you get an animal that inherits. And the thing about that tune, you know, we can talk about it a little bit, but Lulu knows, all Lulu really knows, is not so much the source or where the money, but Lulu's well off. and it doesn't matter where the money came from, a place that, you know, maybe Lulu's not sending enough to say I don't want this. I think she would take it anyway. But that song, I like that song for the. It's just a great song, and I like the fact that Lulu doesn't care.
Yeah, Lulu doesn't realize what all's going around. She's just a simple animal.
Yeah,
and she's being cared for. But it's like that. You know, these are events. The background of that song starts with. I knew who Jack Kershaw was, and when he died, I learned that he lived in my neighborhood. He was the lawyer for James Earl Ray in his second trial. He tried to get out of prison after murdered Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Jack Kershaw died, and they said, "Oh, he lived in such and such." And I realized that's right, you know, like less than a mile from where I live, and I'd walk my dog down by there and stuff. And then I was talking to my barber in the neighborhood, and he said, "Oh yeah, I used to know that guy. He's a nice guy." Anyway. Then it turns out he was a sculptor, and he made this statue of the first Grand Wizard of the KKK, who's kind of a hero in the South to a lot of people, Nathan Bedford Forrest.
Yep.
He's a villain to others. And then I read this story in the news last year sometime, and I went, geez, that's hilarious. This dog has inherited this money, and it turns out the owner of the dog who's died is actually the guy who was Jack Kershaw's friend and gave him the land to display this statue along I-65. And made everybody so mad.
Is it still there? Did it survive?
No, it got taken down. Okay. And it's like he left. He had no heirs other than his dog. And when he died, he left the money to his dog in care of some woman friend of his.
Yeah.
He was taking care of the dog. But he left the statue and the land to the Battle of Nashville Foundation, and they wisely decided to take it down because it was just controversial enough.
Yeah, I remember.
It's not particularly great art, really, either, but it was too controversial, so they took it down. So now we don't have that to talk about as much.
But Lulu's,
but you know,
Lulu's
basically,
well. That happens where you leave money to a pet, but of course you just can't leave it to a pet because what you have to have a trustee in essence or someone who agrees to do it, and if not, they get paid some amount to take care of the animal. Now, when that person dies, I don't know what happens to the dog and the money. I guess I have no idea. I have to make allowances, but that you don't always plan that far ahead. But it is a humorous song that. Lulu came out pretty good in that one. And I say it happens. It happens.
Shout Lulu. There's a song that Ralph Stanley used to sing, and he learned it from his mother. She played the 5-string banjo, and she played the song Shout Lulu. Shout Lulu. Lulu, shout. And shout Lulu, shout. Shout Lulu, shout. So I just kind of took that old-time song and put new words to it. Now, I don't know who Lulu was in Ralph Stanley's, you know, mom's version, but I knew right away that I had a song about a dog.
There's so many there are things I don't know, and I've read, I think, and you would recite the people that play on the album, which you always bring in great players, but I haven't yet found or been comfortable with knowing who's playing the organ on Thinking Like a Fish.
Oh, that's Mike Rojas. He plays the piano and the keyboard on this record, and on the last one, He Walked On, he was featured prominently on several tracks. But he's kind of, I didn't know the guy until a couple of years ago. And so I was trying to get this other fellow, and he couldn't do it, and I asked my buddy. He said, "Well, you could get Mike Rojas." I said, "Who's he?" He says, "Well, he's the best guy in town." I said, "I probably ought to hire him."
Yeah.
And he's great. He's fantastic.
That's a nice. I was maybe kind of a funky, and the organ winds up being what I would hear in some old jazz records. But Thinking Like a Fish is just so people know that Tim O'Brien is still Tim O'Brien. He's not just thinking about anchors and sad times. And we're going to talk a little bit about Goodbye, Old Friend, and She Can't, He Won't, They'll Never. It's still Tim O'Brien, and this song is just kind of. It's kind of a funky thing, and it's, again, kind of a little bit humorous, so I guess if you put it from any point of view, but if you've ever been fishing, you can certainly relate to it.
If you're a fisherman, you know part of the angle is you're trying to think like a fish so you can catch the fish. But you can think like a fish just when you're not fishing, and you know, and realize that people are trying to catch you.
That's right. That's
trying
right.
to hook you That's in right. a lot of times, and you can just kind of maybe you can take a sniff, but probably you probably don't want to get too close.
Shiny, look out for the shiny hook, and if it glitters, yeah. I'd say move on down the line. Let the horses run. Of course, you get who else? Who could sing better about horses running than Del?
Now it's great to have Del McCurry in standing there with a guitar and that voice. And I wanted to do that. I wrote this song. You know, it's like a couple songs. Every once in a while, they'll just kind of fall out and are kind of finished real quickly. And that's one of those. And I realized, well, you know, I could really make this into a kind of first generation bluegrass sound.
Yeah.
So Corey Walker and Chad Cobb and Mike Bubb and Del McCurry are pretty good partners in that world.
Yeah, I'm glad every time Corey shows up on a record, I'm always glad to see him. I knew him when he was like, I don't even know if he was 5 or 6, netting through his dad. And he could play everything then, and he just does it better and better and better, and he's a nice guy. So
yeah, he's a good guy. He's a funny dude. I love hanging with Corey, and I met him. We were over in, there was a mandolin festival in France every year in the south of France at Lunel. And they booked Mike Marshall and the teenaged, I can't remember what they called them, the young bluegrass phenoms or something. And it was Sarah DeRose and Sam Grisman and Corey and Jared Walker.
Jared, yeah.
Alex Hargraves.
That's a bunch.
All the top names now.
And Jared now gets to spend a lot of time on the road with Billy Strings. He's not doing too bad. I want you to go ahead and do the title cut. I want you to lead up a little bit to the Cup of Sugar, which, by the way, is I have a big star by it. You happen to find one to introduce that I had starred heavily. And a Cup of Sugar is, I want you to do the introduction. I think it's a more realistic view. Maybe it's, again, because we're both of the same age, that maybe when you're growing up, it's like your neighbors are like, hey, but I think it really is the reality of having a neighbor today, and it's still pretty good. It's still pretty good, Cup of Sugar. You can still get a cup of sugar from your neighbor. Maybe that's what we're supposed to do now.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't have to, like, you give your neighbor, the fence between their houses is a good thing. Privacy is a good thing.
Yeah.
And you each live your own lives, but, you know, when the chips are down, who else could you rely on but your neighbor? Your families and your neighbors. We don't know our neighbors as well as we used to. I mean, back when I was growing up, I knew them all up and down the street. But
right.
I know the one next door to me fairly well, but I don't know the other ones very well at all. But, you know, it's also good to respect their privacy, but don't be afraid to ask for a little help. That's all.
You know, we downsized after 25 years, and just because it was time to, and we were, again, I keep talking about age, none of us are decrepitude in that area yet, but we downsized because we needed to. But where we lived before for 25 years, there were our child and all the other people had children the same age, so you knew more about them because you hung out more. But here, when all the kids moved out, really didn't have a lot to talk about. You knew who they were, but it was really to the children. So you move, and now I'm in a place where I don't know the names of the people on either side or across the street from me. I see them come and go, but it's enough. I think if I went to one of them and said I needed something, I don't think they would ignore me. But like you said, just there are no fences, but still you need to keep in. You have to rely on somebody that's a neighbor. I think a Cup of Sugar is a good song. So with what you said,
Jan and I had a dog, a Yorkshire Terrier that was, I think, was 15 years old, and died at the end of last year. But you know, he would get out and we wouldn't even realize it, and people would bring him back.
Exactly.
You know, the neighbors would.
That's right.
And you know, I'm on a tour, and all of a sudden something important gets sent to my house, and I didn't even realize it was going to be there. I can get my neighbor to come take it out
that's
of
right.
me and
there
save it
go.
For me.
Yeah, that's exactly
that kind
right.
of stuff. I mean, it's just, it's a good idea to just say hello and get the, you know, wave. You don't want to be a stranger.
No.
I mean, that's like you see the people that go up to somebody's door and they shoot them because they don't recognize them. Well, you know, make your face
make
known
your
in
face
your neighborhood.
And if it's someone who has a faulty memory, make your face known on a regular basis so they don't forget.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, well, so with that being said, then I'll play for the audience Cup of Sugar. You hang on for a while. We're going to play the title cut from Tim O'Brien, who's my guest today. I'm happy about the title cut from Cup of Sugar, which is going to be released June 16th, 2023. It's on Howdy's Guys, of course. So we're going to listen to Cup of Sugar. I'll come back and talk to Tim a little bit more. And so hold on. We'll be right back. I like that song. That was Cup of Sugar, and I think that people will like it. And maybe we talked too much about it, but I like it, and I think it must be the title cut for a reason. You must have liked it also.
Yeah, I like the sentiment of it. You know, I'm just trying to write a song about real people, and hopefully it brings true to people.
I'll tell you, there's a lot of fun songs. There's a lot of Tim covers everything, as always. Like you said, he just kind of writes songs. And even in some of the notes, it's like you were trying to decide, is this going to be acoustic? Is it going to be electric? Well, here's what I think happened, Tim. You did another Tim O'Brien level record, which is always a great thing. It's just kind of all the different things you're thinking about. And this fits right in there. So don't try to be electric or acoustic, either one. Just try to be Tim O'Brien, and you know that. And that's what you've done.
Well, you know, you still worry about, you know, am I writing the same song over and over again? Not coming up with something new. And I realize a lot of my favorite artists, they do kind of write in a similar zone throughout their entire career, and it doesn't hurt them any. So, and what's his name? The great jazz composer and pianist Thelonious Monk. He said the genius is the one who sounds the most like himself. So I think this record is a little bit more like me than ever been.
I think so. I think Pompadour might have been you at the time. I think it might have been you at the time. I love some of those cuts on there. But so there's a very sad, a very touching tune on here, Goodbye, Old Friend, which I'm not going to play for the audience now. I'll play it in a different part of the show. But that is a, you know, all of us, and it happens. So I think the timing of this is around the time when we were all sort of not really going out. Am I correct as far as this, what spurred this song?
Not necessarily. Okay. That song is just, a friend, J.D. Hutchison, whose songs I've recorded over the years. He was from Belmont County, Ohio. He was in hospice at the time. I got together with Ronnie, and they just put him in hospice care, and so I was kind of saying goodbye to him in the song, and it's, he was a mentor and inspiration and just a good friend I could always talk to about any old thing. And I still miss him.
Yeah, well, you should. You should. If you have a good friend, you should keep missing him.
They're in my mind. You know, certain people never really leave you. They make an impression on you, and they're part of everything you do, and definitely John, J.D. Hutchison, and Charles Sartell, people like that, really important to me.
Charles, of course, from Hot Rise, we're going back a ways there. Diddle-Eye Dan is a really fun tune. Let me talk about that for a minute, then I'm going to let you go.
Diddle-Eye Day is just like a it's just about being a just following your nose through the day. I almost threw that one away, but people seem to really like it. You know, there's plenty of songs. Like Walk the Way the Wind Blows was a big song for me. And I thought, well, this is like a straight country song. I don't know if it's any good or not. But, you know, you sing it and you try it and see what people think. And I guess it's unassuming enough that it comes through. Diddle-Eye Day is just like when you play the fiddle and you hear a little number. If you're a musician, maybe you don't even play the fiddle, but you're a musician and you hear a little motif, a little riff, and you go, gee, I'd like to base my whole day on that riff. You know, when I was 15, it was la 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 la, you know.
That, and I
couldn't stop going, la-la-la-la-la, in the shower or whatever.
And I mispronounced. I have it right in front of me, but I said Diddle I Dan, which that could be another song someday, but this one's Diddle I Day.
Yeah, Diddle I Day, yeah. Diddle I Day, or have a Diddle I Evening as well. Every day is a Diddle I Day. It's like when you play bluegrass, every day is Monday because we love Bill Monroe so much. But Diddle I Day.
I've never heard that.
Every day is a Diddle I Day.
I never heard that Bill Monroe got credit for anything from the day Monday. I think you're making that up.
That's just another joke. I have many of them back of my mind.
Okay. Right as we came on, I'm still talking to Tim O'Brien about Cup of Sugar on Howdy Skies. It's 13 tunes on it, songs. I really like them all, and I'm happy to talk to Tim. We've already mentioned that it'll be out June 16th, 2023. Right as we started, we just dropped a hint about the pay is a lot better, too, and maybe that goes along with as we all get a little bit older, but some of these things, saying goodbye to an old friend, that's part of what we get to do, Tim, as we age, is if we survive, we lose friends. The pay is a whole lot better, but, you know.
Yeah, this record, I mean, and the songs are they're definitely from a perspective of somebody in their late 60s.
It's me.
But, you know, yeah, goodbye, old friend, and what was it? It pays a lot better, too.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Tom Utes is a guy that I've written some songs with the last year, a couple of years, and he said, yeah, it's this guy I used to work with on the road crew in summers between school years. He would say, well, you know, this work sucks, but the weather's a lot better than 6 feet under, and the pay's a lot better, too.
That's right. Tom Utes, by the way, is a constant guest on this program, and every time he does something new, I see him co-writing with someone. I know it's going to be great, especially, you know, something that you could have a hand in. But yeah, that's true. It's like, in other words, it's better up here than not. It's better being here than not.
It's pretty simple. I mean, basically, do you want to live or not? Yes. That's my answer.
That's it for now. Yeah, I'm happy with what I'm doing. That we could go through all these. We've kind of touched on most of them. Stuck in the Middle is a guy who's in love and doesn't, you know, stuck in the middle with a love that's gone, I guess, if I want to cheat through the lyrics a little bit. But
Definitely. I mean, yeah. Once again, it's like the bear. He doesn't realize, oh.
Yeah, he wakes
you
up.
You mean you just split? You mean it's over?
Just got up and left.
Yeah. And, of course, he's complaining. Instead of roaring and yelling like the bear, he's like, oh, making jokes about it. Yeah. He's also drinking. Yeah. You find out he's drinking, too. So
yeah.
He's getting through it however he can get through it.
I want to have you introduce one more tune and take your time with this. This is really, really the ones that are supposed to be beautiful are, but I think this is the most touching, beautiful song I want you to introduce. She Can't, He Won't, They'll Never. And then when you do that, then I will let you go. But talk a little bit about that song. I had that marked as one of the ones that I wanted to talk to you about, maybe play.
Well, She Can't, He Won't, and They'll Never seems to me the saddest song on here. It's just about a couple of people that are they're locked into a dysfunction, and they can't seem to turn. There's no way to unlock it. And it was actually Jan and I driving away from a visit with some friends who were in a situation where, you know, going, geez, I wish they could figure a way out of that. And she said, she can't. I said, and he won't. And then we both in unison said, and they'll never.
Wait, pull over.
And, you know, let's it's write just, it's like, I said, well, that's like a country song. I said, it's so sad, but it's a country song. I said, maybe we can make something out.
Yeah, don't let them see us pull over right away because they'll know we're writing a song about what we just, that's a great. Yeah.
But I mean, it's just, it's not really, it doesn't even really end up being about those people specifically, but it is. It is about that kind of a situation.
Yeah.
And I think we figured a way for that to tell that story. And it's, you know, it could be anybody. It could be you or me. It could be me and Jan.
Yeah.
And, you know, some days you just don't feel like talking, you know. You just can't seem to pull it together.
I'm going to play that tune, and as I do that, I'll let you go. I want to make sure that everybody knows where to find you, where to find things like Cup of Sugar, the new album, where to find you on tour. You must have a website somewhere, I bet that you do.
Yeah, you want to go to timobryan.net, and then you'll find out easy. More than you ever needed to know.
Oh, that's easy. All right. Yeah. Tim O'Brien, it's always a pleasure to chat with you and listen to your music, and if I'm lucky, I get to do both.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Thanks for playing the good music.
Yeah. I'm going to let you go. We'll play for the audience. She can't, he won't, they'll never. And then at that, we'll say goodbye to Tim O'Brien, and we'll find you somewhere down the road and shaking howdy, as they say, in the skies. I guess howdy skies, that doesn't come from shaking howdy.
Yeah, shaking howdy skies.
Yeah. Listen, if you can say that Bill Monroe is Monday connected, I can say that shaking howdy is howdy skies.
Yeah, why not? I'll okay. take it.
All right, this is say goodbye to Tim O'Brien, and this is from Cup of Sugar. Really good, great song. Got a nice, it's a sad song. She can't, he won't, they'll never. And with that, I'll say goodbye to you, Tim. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for putting out Unreal Bluegrass.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks, man. Really. See you, bye.